Moncrief on News Talk.
In parts of Kerry, there's a thing called an onion basket, or at least there used to be, but it died out. It was nearly all but forgotten. Well, now it's back, thanks to Diane Southey of Sally Baskets. Diane, good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon to you, Sean.
Okay, so tell us, what does an onion basket look like and what was it used for?
They used it predominantly for harvesting the onions in the field. Maharees has a really big tradition of onions, potatoes, carrots and parsnips because they grow it on their really sandy soil and they feed it with the seaweed. So they used to have a very big processing plant there as well for it. So this onion basket, which was used for potatoes too, apparently, was a specific to the region, and it was used up until 1990. So in 30 years, it's been completely lost. Now, I was approached by the Maharees Conservation and Heritage Group and said, could you make one? And I said, what does it look like? Can we get a copy of it? So they started searching all of the sheds and the outhouses looking for one, and not even a part of one could be found anywhere. So since 1990, in those 30 years, it had gone, completely gone. So from a very blurred photograph and from descriptions from the old boys, I set to work trying to have a go at making up this mythical basket. And now Ireland has a massive history of very hard-working baskets. Like everybody remembers still the donkey creel and the lobster pots and potato baskets. But there's so many more from different regions that were used for different agricultural purposes that have long been forgotten over time.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Now, and I'm looking at a picture one. It's an absolutely massive yoke altogether. And it looks like kind of like a shovel. It feels like there should be a big handle on it.
Well, it has handles on the side of it, all right. It's kind of like a giant shield or a scoop.
Yeah.
What we would say in the Irish baskets is a sciog. Excuse me now after you just mentioning the Irish language. I hope that I pronounced that right. And it's 70 centimetres long, 50 centimetres wide and about 30 centimetres deep. It's rounded at the one end and then it kind of tapers to a flat open end and has two integral handles. And apparently they would use they had an 8-stone sack that was used for filling the onions when they were in the field. And this particular basket was a 4-stone basket. So 2 scoops of this basket full would fill the sack and then they'd move on to the next. So
wow.
The actual sack was brought up to the over the nose of the basket itself while they were stripping and cleaning the onions. And then when it was full, it was literally just tipped up like a giant scoop and it would fill the sack. They'd drop it back down on the ground and off they'd go again, filling it again. And apparently there was a 2-stone basket for the children, a smaller version of it, because it would have been very heavy.
And when were you making them? Did you have to go through a few versions of it? Did you have to bring them down to show the old fellas? And they said, well, it's a bit different there and that kind of thing.
That's exactly what happened. First of all, I was given a description and this blurry photograph. I went looking through the Irish Heritage Collection. I'm a member of the Irish Basket Makers Association, and I have access to an old collection of baskets that have been made over many, many years that are on display. So I went hunting there first to have a look because there was nothing in any of the books and there was nowhere that mentioned anything of an old Irish onion basket. So, okay, how do I start this? So I brought home with me a big potato basket, which is a kishog. Hopefully I got that pronounced too. And I copied the framework off of that and the ribs and then the handles and took it up to see the old boys in the field with the onions. And I got a massive thumbs up there and said, yeah, that's almost 100%. 2 inches, maybe a little bit shallower, a little bit, a little bit deeper. But they tried it on a sack and yeah, it works a treat. So that's it. So I've made 2 of them now since making the alterations to the very first one. And this weekend, no pressure, Diane, I have to teach all the locals how to make it. So we're having a class this weekend. So I'm going to bring it back to the Maharees and they can start reproducing it themselves.
And what have you made it from?
It's made from willow. I'm a basket maker and I have a big harvest of willow of my own willow, my own Sally garden. That's why I'm Sally Baskets, the Sally garden. So I harvest the willow myself in the winter and then dry it out. And then it's graded then according to what type and size of basket that I'm going to make it from. So it's completely made from willow, which is what traditionally it would have been done probably anyway.
Okay.
They would have had a Sally basket somewhere close to the Maharees, where the local basket maker would have been growing his sallies for making these baskets.
Well, Fantastic. Keep up the good work, Diane. Thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Diane Southey there from Sally Baskets.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.